an alert, or I should say an additional L1, L2 alerts here in the U.S. stock market, and then an update of what's going on with the jobs report and the price action today. I'm Rich Paz for Critical Point, and it is 11:56 a.m. Eastern Time, April 5th. All right, we have the market up 62 points in the futures. The cash has been up there as well, that much. And the chart is looking like an abrupt, strong turnaround. As we look into some of the money flow volume of what the 12 major groups who are the major impactors, influencers during a year to during a day, and they help create these level 4 all the way to level 1 trends, we're finding that the level 1 type traders, that can be a combination or even all those 12 groups, they really didn't sell much from late February to now. They kind of eased a little bit in and out of the market, and they paid no attention to yesterday's decline. If anything, they're buying today. And it looks like they're really bull-minded. They can hold on for quite a while. There's the strong hands of the market, and I think that probably includes some spillover from the long-term investor that's looking for any kind of dip to continue to buy. Now, the interesting thing is the level 2 trader, okay, that primarily creates the level 2 trends, but can be all the other groups mixed in behind them. They're the ones that have kind of been the renegade, the nervous nitty-witties. They actually have sold 3 or 4 times since February, late February, and they were the biggest cause of this decline this week. And you can just see they were even selling into the recent move up to the record high and never looked back. They sold on the way up. They sold on the way down. They just kept selling. But they're turning around today somewhat. The interesting thing is I would have thought maybe the level 3 trader trading a little faster would be in line to level 2. The level 3 trader really was not that bearish on a very short-term basis. You can see they missed some moves. They kind of missed out yesterday even. But today, they're back. In fact, what they've done is basically bought everything they sold yesterday. They've already bought it back, and yet the price isn't back to yesterday's high. So with any luck at all, they probably bought about a median to below median or average price, meaning they move quick enough to try to reestablish the position so they don't miss out. The level 4 swing trader, the intraday to intra-week, they're kind of going along with the party here a little bit, and more with the level 3 and level 1, actually. So the level 2, boys and girls, they're the troublemakers here, and that has created some confusion here on some of these patterns and how this money's flowing. But it's looking as though there's an opportunity for the latest allowed for level 2, level 1 bottoms this week or next week, but ideally today, yesterday. So I'm making another alert. And the reason it's another alert is you may recall that March 5th or a little later, I said that can be the level 1 bottom we're looking for. A little later, I said we might have another chance at it, and that was around March 15th. So today, I'm calling the third one, even though, give me some room here. We may learn it's down next week anyways, and these seasonal traders, we're looking for it to be down early April, up some for a few days, and then down by mid-April for April 15th, that tax day. And over the past few decades, the mid-April price was lower than the early April price. I think something's changing from this jobs report when that seasonal might work for a little setback by April 15th, but it's not going to take it lower than this week's low. And it's just because of the jobs report. And keep in mind, seasonals are just average performance. Some years, that seasonal pattern we're looking at occurs a little early. Sometimes it occurs a little late. Sometimes it doesn't have the same intra patterns, doesn't go as low as you might expect into that bottom. That's primarily due to early and late. Any rate, those are the only ones I think are going to cause us problems next week on into April 15th. I think everybody's back on board here. The level 2 traders are saying probably sold too much, was too bearish, and just because they normally are not interested in a 1 or 2 day drop in the market. And so I think they're saying we got the good news. The economy's doing fantastic. And a lot of people are tweeting today, what a beautiful jobs report. All right, just amazing. And there's now reports coming out showing immigration helped us in the COVID to now of replacing people going into early retirement and just an increased number of normal retirement, and also help boost the U.S. economy to outperform the other six countries within the G7 countries, the more developed and larger economy countries. I don't remember the true definition of G7. So I think there's some upbeat here of where people are thinking that was probably a bunch of nonsense yesterday to drop it that hard that fast. So, but from level two, level ones, we still kind of got to give it next week as well. But it's looking like it's probably bottoming here. And this is the third attempt. I think it should be the final other, and I may have to backpedal here a little next week or something. But keep in mind, really, the true bottom might have been March 5th. So this is really kind of a second or third chance to do some level one buying and not trying to be a genius at picking the exact bottom. And keep in mind, if it goes lower next week than this week, we're probably just going to say as long as it doesn't go below the lowest price on March 5th, that's the lowest price in March, then the market probably will still go up anyways. And even if we run into trouble in the next 30 days of just soft, sluggish markets, it's not going to change anything for the bull market this year. We'll keep picking bottoms, keep working at it, and eventually it'll be higher. But here's the thing I noticed today. It looks like the record high right at the moment is not a level two top. We probably called it correctly a little earlier. It's a level three top. A level three top above a level two violates a rule that triggers another rule that basically says this market should recover fairly soon, and it should be pounding out new record highs now into the end of the month and then on into May, maybe June, but I'm starting to back off that a little bit, and we'll assess it as we get into May. But right at the moment, I'm fairly pleased with what's going on business-wise here. Some of these bears have sold yesterday. They bought it all back. And then some of the bulls that really didn't sell much are actually buying more. Don't know how well this will work, but I think anybody who felt like they didn't buy enough on March 5th, didn't buy enough on March 15th, this may be the last chance to get on board for the up move into May and maybe June. And keep in mind, when I keep saying May, June, that's just one fluctuation in a bull market that may last into the end of the year. Okay, so other additional fluctuations to the upside. Any rate, until they take out today's low or whatever the lowest price is this week, got to give the bulls a chance here. I think it looks pretty good. I'm sure some of people are saying, gosh, that was such a fast drop. You normally would get a knee-jerk reaction. And the point is, even though it was a great report, maybe next week they'll give up on it. Also keep in mind, Fridays and Mondays, we don't get everybody trying to trade, trying to work at the markets, okay? It's really Tuesday, Thursday is the bulk of the business of the week. So there can be some weird, flaky things going on today and even Monday. But right at the moment, I don't think this is a weird, flaky thing in the sense of picking up evidence here that we're seeing net buying and net demand here. And I'm just going to go ahead and say, yeah, this if this isn't the true level one bottom, it's the second opportunity after the bottom, say on March 5th. And that the market's just giving us these setbacks, or just giving everybody a chance to get caught up and take advantage of some dips as the market moves higher. Now, the interest rates kind of calmed down a little bit here, didn't perk up so high. And some people, they're trying to shrug off some of the new geopolitical problems and some of the worries that they had earlier this week. They're getting over the Federal Reserve talk. So I think things are going to smooth out and be better. I think next week's probably going to be a nice up week in the stock market. All right. And then we'll have to deal with that April 15 seasonal thing where maybe they only bounce it for a few days and then put it down. Sorry about that. There was some kind of emergency here. They had an earthquake in New Jersey and New York City. And first it was 4 and then 4.5 magnitude. Some people are now saying up 5.5. I haven't heard much on damage. Most people, they just said some furniture got knocked around. Rather rare event, but the weird thing is somebody showed a cyclical pattern that something like this occurred in 1964, 1994, and 2024. Same numbers, final number, the four digit, and also the same amount of time apart. I used to do cyclical research, not only on diseases, but also on earthquakes and volcano eruptions, but I don't get into that anymore, but I must say that is an interesting pattern they showed there. Fascinating day to day, market wise, fascinating week, very interesting week, data, news wise, emotions, money flow, and apparently things that are even happening in nature. All right, have a great day and great weekend. And I got to give the bulls two thumbs up right now. Maybe they'll make me backpedal, but I think we're okay here. Thank you.